Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. I'm Eric Olson. And guess who's here with us?
It's Ava.
It's Ava. And who else?
Your buddy.
Yeah. Well, that's all depending on how you look at it. Don Cleaver's here. We are the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. We have some fun stuff we're going to be talking about today. And I think we have something that's going to be impacting everyone. There's some legislation looking at going out banning lead, and it's getting some traction along the way. So something to keep in mind, and some events going on as well. So stay tuned for all that and more when we return.
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Morning, you guys.
Morning.
Ava, are you doing well?
I'm here.
Wow.
That's a good sign.
That's, you know.
Hey, you know, the girls are sleeping at night, so that's wonderful.
Yes.
But during the day, man, they like to
keep us on our toes.
Yeah.
I walk in and open the door, and I'm like waving, and she's like,
They're awfully cute. We'll give them that.
I suspect there's a lot of people that way, too, right now. They're kind of sleeping in. It's kind of the in-between season. Oh, speaking of stories, I didn't bring it. Did you hear they had to rescue some people out Pepin?
Yes.
Oh, of course. Three kids.
You know, they must not have been listening.
Well, they didn't bring a vehicle out there. They were just caught on a broken sheet.
Yeah, that'd be exciting, wouldn't
it? I hate it when I'm on a broken
sheet. I'm on an
sheet.
Island. Help me.
Yeah.
Well, Tom Sawyer, he did okay.
Well, think about it. If you didn't have a cell phone, you know, how would you? I mean, you might not even be.
If they're kids.
No. For these kids?
Well, they're young people, right?
Is that what you said? Six adults, three kids.
Oh. Well,
nine people.
The kids never would have gone anywhere.
Moms are talking to the husbands?
Do you think the moms are going to let the husbands take the kids out anywhere anymore?
Right.
No injuries. So that's good.
That's good. All's good.
But you can't fix. Never mind. You can't fix that. You can't.
Hey, you never know.
Because we're going to hear stories about
It might have been one of your other buddies. Be careful.
So, like my buddies in Green Bay that decided to go out there.
Yeah.
And put ice houses out.
Right.
And then they had to go rescue them with airboats.
Right.
And basically push them out because they froze into the ice. That's another one.
They should be all clear by now. I think They're supposed to be off already, aren't
they? They're supposed to be off this last Monday.
Yeah.
At least on the southern part of the state.
Right.
So, who knows? And then there's some more big stuff coming for next week.
Yeah, it won't be around long.
I don't know.
Look at the bright side.
I'm happy. I love the snow. Are you kidding? Don't.
Yeah.
But.
Where were you going anyway?
But. The point I was making was it's kind of that in between time. There's a lot of places that aren't safe. You may not go ice fishing. Of course, people still push it. You're able to go fishing, but it's kind of like that interim between warm, melty kind of thing, you know?
It's called spring, Eric.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. But
okay.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
But we're going to talk about
the beginning of
things
it.
You can do.
Okay.
And this weekend, there's a lot of stuff going on. So keep in mind that... yeah, there's a lot of fun stuff you can do. And one of which is get that fish out of the freezer and look at the fillets that you have. There's something missing, my guess, from most everybody's fish collection that they have fillet-wise. You know what that is?
Yeah, I looked at your sheet.
Yeah, I know you did. Thanks, Don. It's called wings. If you've never had a fish or a walleye wing before... it's right in the throat area with both the pectoral fins.
Right.
You cut that area right underneath the chin, cut that area out, and it is unbelievable. You saute it in butter, some seasoning on it. You can roll it, and I roll it in flour as well. and then put it in the pan, fry it up, and it is amazing. Now, the fun part is...
Are you talking pan fried or deep fried?
Pan fried.
Pan fried, okay.
Yeah, you don't have to put a ton of grease on it.
Okay.
And it is outstanding. It's called Walleye Wings. If you have a question on how to do it, you just punch it into the Google machine, and it will tell you. But cutting, it's basically right in the throat area. There's a ton of meat there. And usually you're better off with a 19 or 20-inch fish right in that area, or bigger. And it is... You're basically, the meat comes free of that cartilage, and you just eat it like lobster, basically. It's like lobster.
Do you actually eat the fins, too? Do they
no, you can, yeah. But no big deal. But just wash it up, clean it up well, and, yeah, it's outstanding.
Yeah, I know the fins, on when I was a kid, they're like potato chips.
Potato chips, yep. Yeah, exactly. So really very, very, very tasty. So kind of good stuff.
It's a good idea now that I know I don't have any in the freezer.
I know. That's why I told you now.
Yeah.
So when people do go out now to go fishing and they get some good fish.
Well, you say the cheeks as well, right?
I do on some of the bigger fish. Definitely do. Yeah, for sure.
20 inch or bigger, you can.
Even 18, 19 healthy fish, I'll do that. Because you get a bunch of them together. You put them in the same bag. I just keep pushing them in the same bag. And then you have a cheek.
Well, when I'm in Canada, I end up cleaning most of the fish, and I end up with a bag of cheeks for myself.
Oh, so that's how that works.
For the last night, and then everybody shows up because they know that's what I'm doing.
Oh, so I thought you were going to be a cheek hoarder.
Well, I am till they show up.
Which is like a sheep herder, only different.
Yeah.
Yep. You heard about you on TV. They talk about that.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, cheek hoarders. Yeah.
Well, I'm one of them.
Yep, there you go. I figured that was the case. But speaking of the fishing thought process and outdoors, the Northwest Sports Show is going on. Don't want to miss that. It's a fun event, and I think you'll definitely want to be heading out for that.
I got to believe there's sports shows going on all over the Midwest.
Oh, there's a ton of things going on.
In the major cities.
Yeah. The other event going on is the Deer and Turkey Classic. That's, again, the Northwest Sports Show is in Minneapolis. Deer and Turkey Classic, that's being held at Canterbury Downs. That's in Shakopee. That's going on this weekend as well. Lots of things to do and see. But the Northwest Sports Show, if you're looking to get something, the electronics are becoming more available now. You've had a period of time that you can actually find something. And as far as putting on your boat instead of scrounging to whatever you can possibly find. So good place to go learn, lots of seminars, and some place to go visit friends and maybe have a beverage.
Yeah, that Deer and Turkey Classic. My brother-in-law is going to be there.
Nice.
He has a company called Flannel Flage.
It's camouflage flannel?
Yes.
Ooh, nice.
Yep, and it's doing pretty darn well.
I would check that out for sure. That's super cool.
Flannel Flage.
I might have to go online and check that out myself. Flannel Flage, check it out.
Yep, you can find it.
At a retailer near you. We're going to be right back, guys. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.